Good afternoon. Welcome to our international service. My name is Hiroshi Horikawa. I'm the senior pastor of this church. I'm not the oldest one, but the senior pastor. I'm 52. Well, I'd like to share a short message with long text. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 1 to 30. This is the story of King Jehoshaphat. And the title would be, is the Breakthrough Praise. Breakthrough Praise. Very famous story and lovely story. I love this story very much. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 1 to 30. Let me read. Sorry for my terrible voice. I got a cold last Monday, and I took a lot of pills and a lot of prayer, and recovered. I can preach, but still bad voice. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 1. After this, the Moabites and Ammonites with some of the Munites came to make war on Jehoshaphat. Some men came and told Jehoshaphat, "A vast enemy is coming against you from Edom, from the other side of the sea. It is already in Hazazon Tamar, that is En-Gedi." Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. Then Jehoshaphat stood up in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem at the temple of the Lord in the front of the new courtyard and said, "O Lord, God of our fathers, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. O our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? Then they lived in it and have built in it in a sanctuary for your name, saying, 'If calamity comes upon us, whether the sword of judgment or plague or famine, will stand in your presence before this temple that bears your name and will cry out to you in our distress, you will hear us and save us. But now here are men from Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whose territory you would not allow Israel to invade when they came from Egypt. So they turned away from them and did not destroy them. See how they are repaying us by coming to drive us out of the possession you gave us as an inheritance. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you.' All the men of Judah, with their wives and children and little ones, stood there before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehazel, son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite and descendant of Asaph. As he stood in the assembly, he said, 'Listen, King Jehoshaphat and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army. For the battle is not yours, but God's. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, march down against them. They will be climbing up by the pass of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the gorge in the desert of Jeruel. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your position and stand firm and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you. Jehoshaphat bowed with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down in the worship before the Lord. Then some Levites from the Kohathites and Korahites stood up and praised the Lord, the God of Israel, with their very loud voice. Early in the morning, they left for the desert of Tekoa. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, Judah and people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful." After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness, and they went out at the head of the army, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. The men of Ammon and Moab rose up against the men from Mount Seir to destroy and annihilate them. After they finished slaughtering the men from Seir, they helped to destroy one another. When the men of Judah came to the place that overlooks the desert and looked toward the vast army, they saw only dead bodies laying on the ground. No one had escaped. So Jehoshaphat and his men went to carry off their plunder, and they found among them a great amount of equipment and clothing, also articles of value, more than they could take away. There was no much plunder that it took 3 days to collect it. On the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Baraka, where they praised the Lord. This is why it is called the Valley of Baraka to this day. Then, led by Jehoshaphat, all the men of Judah and Jerusalem returned joyfully to Jerusalem, for the Lord had given them cause to rejoice over their enemies. They entered Jerusalem and went to the temple of the Lord with harps and lutes and trumpets. The fear of God came upon all the kingdoms of the countries when they heard how the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. And the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God had given him rest on every side. Amen. Amen. Great story. Hallelujah. Hey, like it, huh? Wonderful. Long story short. You know, this is the story the kingdom of Israel was separated into two, north the Israel and south Judah. And King Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah, but he was attacked by unit of three countries, Ammonites, Moabites, and Seir. And the Bible said they were a vast army. You can't count. And actually, they took 3 days to collect the equipments they left. So you can imagine how many people were there, how vast the army was. So King Jehoshaphat did not ask the people, come and fight with me, or bring your knives and spears and something, you know, and bring your hose, your equipments. And he did not try to collect the people. He did not, build up his own army. But the very first thing, what he did, he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. This is what he did. Ask fast. I did not ever did to my audience yet. Maybe I'll do for my cold. No. But, this is his attitude. Maybe this is the different from us. You know, if we faced to this kind of situation, maybe we'll do different things. If we have financial problems, maybe we'll call our friends or ask our relatives, or count the bank account. If you have some different problems, we do our personal or human attitude from our human resource to resolve the problems. But King Jehoshaphat is totally different. He asked fast. He asked pray. He asked pray to all Judah, all the people. And then the people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. And they came from every town in Judah to seek him. They came to Jerusalem and pray together. You know, this is the church should be. If somebody has a problem, ask the Christian friends, please come and pray for me. And the people will come and pray. And Jehoshaphat stood up and prayed to the Lord. He knows how to pray. He praised the Lord, but also he brought up the promises that God gave the Judah, the people of Israel. God promises. And finally, he said, I like verse 12. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. He says, I have no power. Like Nozomu's testimony, he said, weakness is strong. Like Paul did said, weakness is our strongest point. Jehoshaphat said, we have no power to face this vast army. And he said, we do not know what to do. But what he said, But what he said? What's this sentence? This is very important. This is very important. Keep in your heart. But our eyes are upon you. We are weak, but our eyes are upon you. Amen? Our eyes are upon you. His eyes are not on his ability, on his power, on his friends. His eyes on you, on God. Because God has power. God can win this battle, even to this vast army. This is his faith. And then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel, the prophet, said, "This is what the Lord says to you." What the Lord said to Jehoshaphat and the people. Verse 15, "Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army." Important words, do not be afraid. How many do not be afraid in the Bible? 800 more? Somebody said, I don't recall the names. 300? 300?
365.
Huh?
365.
365. Oh, thank you.
One a day.
One a day. One a day. 365. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Are you afraid? Are you afraid? What kind of situation you are afraid? Dark? Poor? With your wife? Husband? Interview? Examination? Test? Amen? God said, do not be afraid. Amen? Do not be afraid. Why? Why? For the battle is not yours, but God's. For the battle is not yours, but God's. For the battle is not yours, but God's. That's why God said, do not be afraid. Lord, oh, I'm so afraid. God said, no, do not be afraid. That is not your battle. This is mine. Put your eyes upon him. Then you're afraid or gone. Because this battle is not mine, but God's. This is what God said. Take up your positions, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. Verse 17. Take up your position and stand firm and see the deliverance. Just stand and watch. I'm doing, Lord said. So, what did Jehoshaphat say? Did. He appointed men to battle the wing, sing the Lord and praise him. Wow, Jehoshaphat appointed men not for the sword, not for the other equipments for the battle. Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing the Lord and praise him for the splendor of his holiness. And verse 21, watch. As they went out at the head of the army, they put the singer, the head of the army. What a weak army. Maybe the enemies, when saw them, they must love, you know. And look at the Israelites. They came with guitar and violin and drums and piano, you know. They don't have a sword. This is what King Jehoshaphat did, because he believed in God. He truly believed that this battle is not for them, but God. So we just praise the Lord and watch what God is doing. What the praise commander says: give thanks to the Lord, for His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for His love endures forever. Give thanks to the... kind of. What the Bible said, verse 22, as they began to sing and praise the Lord. As they began to sing and praise the Lord, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah. Right after they start singing, maybe before they sing, introduction. Start introduction, and when they say, God, give. And something happens in their enemies. And finally, they fight each other and kill each other, and everybody is dead. And they just watch. They just pray. Give thanks. Give thanks. Look at them. Give thanks. Oh, they kill each other. And they sing. Maybe they didn't understand what happened over there, you know. Lord, what happened? We hear the noise. They fight each other. And finally, they're all dead. So the people went there. They saw only dead bodies. And took 3 days to take the equipment and others. Wow. This is the battle of the Lord. And this is the story for us too. Even in the vast army. What we should do? Call your friend. Pray for me. Fast for me. You can say so. Of course you have to do that. And pray your God. Pray your God. Bring the promises from your Bible. Lord, you promised here. I pray on the basis of your promise, Lord. And the Lord will say, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. This is not your battle, but mine. So what you have to do is praise me. Praise the Lord. That's all you have to do. You do not even bring your own sword, your arrow. No. You need what? Tambourine? Or just your voice? Or guitar? We need instruments. Just praise. What an easy battle, huh? Yeah. But we need faith, though, you know. If we do not trust in God 100%, maybe we'll be afraid. Like Peter, you know, he had a faith in the first time, but after he saw the waves, he lost his faith. So we put our trust on God 100%, then we can break through anything. We can break through with our praise to the Lord. This week, this year, until this whole world ends, what we have to do is praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And watch what God is doing. And do not be afraid. Lord said, you will not have to fight this battle. Take up your position and stand firm and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. Amen. Amen. Lord, I just stand firm and see your deliverance. We do never run away. Stand here. Come. The Lord will fight for you. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this wonderful story. And thank you for your courage, your strength. We can receive this afternoon through this story. Lord, we might face the vast army like Jehoshaphat had, like the Judah, people of Judah had. And we confess we are weak, we are not strong enough to fight against the battle. But Lord, we put our eyes upon you. We do not put our eyes upon different things. We do not put our eyes on our money, on our friends, on our job, on our plan, but upon you. Because you are the one who fight against our enemies. Because you are the only one who can win the battle forever. Lord, we just put our voice. We say, give thanks to the Lord, for His love endures forever. We give thanks to you. This week, we might face the battles, but we say, we give thanks to you, Lord. Thank you this battle. Thank you this problem. Thank you for this situation. Because we can see your battle in our lives, Lord. We can see your victories in our lives, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.